Actually, our CME group right now, we're working on this project. I don't know if you're familiar with Adjuvant Online. It was an online computer model, mainly used in breast cancer, but also is used in colon and lung to kind of provide numbers to patients about what to expect. So we're doing a project now. We're kind of trying to redo that for HER2-positive breast cancer.
Yeah, it's kind of good idea.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. But it's got me really in a numeracy state of mind. So I'm curious whether that model at all would apply in pancreatic cancer. So for example, in this case, this man had 4 of 8 positive nodes. He had tumor 1 millimeter from the surgical margin. Do you kind of come up with some kind of number of risk for recurrence? Do you change it based on the, or is it all the same kind of numbers, or do you not even give numbers?
I'll give numbers usually when patients ask, because they do often ask that. We don't have quite the exact nomogram, although someone such as this gentleman's case with 4 out of 8 positive nodes, realistically, his chances of relapsing are probably 80 to 90%. And that kind of surprises and obviously disappoints patients who have been through major surgery to realize that their risk of relapse is so high. Again, I'll use that as a basis to say that, well, we should therefore do everything we can to try to mitigate or improve that risk of relapse.
What's kind of the lowest risk of relapse you might see after surgery?
Probably nodal status is the biggest factor. So the patient who I think is likeliest to achieve a cure will be someone who has node negative disease. And I'll say this is also probably one of the advantages of giving neoadjuvant therapy for these patients, is that patients who have had a really robust response to neoadjuvant treatments is left with minimal disease and no nodes. You've already kind of selected those patients out with their neoadjuvant period of treatment, and then you're also seeing the good pathologic effect. If anything, those patients then who are left with sort of minimal residual disease at the time of surgery, I feel increasingly optimistic that those patients may have a cure rate even at 50% or greater.
So, you know, actually, I don't want to get too much into this breast cancer project, but one of the numbers that we're getting, we're asking, you know, investigators just to tell us the numbers that they give their patients, not the pure scientific numbers from research, but what they would tell an educated patient who wants the number, you know, maybe they're a physician, you know, whatever. If this man or somebody with this kind of tumor had said to you, what's my chance of relapse with and without, let's say, FOLFIRINOX, GEM, CAPE, or GEM, what kind of numbers would you give out? How much of a decrease do you think there is, the absolute decrease?
So, right. And it depends how you want to frame it. I mean, I'll usually tell folks in terms of the absolute percent decrease in risk of relapse, because I think that's more accurate. So for this gentleman, I would say you have upwards of an 80% chance that your cancer will relapse in the next couple of years. If we gave you FOLFIRINOX, we might improve those odds by 10 to 15% or so, and probably slightly less than that with a gemcitabine-based regimen.